Good morning, sir. What is your name?
Sylvia Garcia.
Okay, Mr. Garcia. Ms. Rittenhouse is going to be conducting your hearings. Her voice will be the next voice you hear, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Garcia, could we please start by having you restate your full name and your ABC number?
My name is Sylvia Garcia. My DOC number is 244384.
Thank you, sir. We're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the two allegations that are on your warrant. You received a form on the 27th of November that notified you about this hearing. Do you remember that? You signed the form that day? It was the 27th of November. It's the one that said the hearing would be held today. It's that form. That's important. On that form, there's a list of your hearing rights, and one of those is that you could hire an attorney, or you can represent yourself. So did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself?
I'll be representing myself.
Okay, that's fine. Actually, most people do represent themselves, so not a problem. I would like to introduce you to the board. If you look on the video screen to your right, all the way down at that end, is the Honorable Louis Quinones, right here at the end of the bench. Then the Honorable David Neal. And over on my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing today. We also have with us, you've done it, number two there. We also have, and here he is now, the Honorable Mr. Turner from Department of Corrections. He will represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Garcia and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Garcia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am.
I do want to need to make an amendment.
Okay, sir.
On the bottom of page 1, in exhibits, laboratory report has a date of 8/24/2018. That date should be 9/6/2018.
Okay, under lab report. Okay,
9/6/2018.
Okay, Mr. Garcia, we just made an amendment to the warrant. Down at the bottom on page 1, under laboratory report, the wrong date was there. It said August 24th, and we changed it to September 6th. Just so you know.
It's the
lab report from your here, let me find it. It's probably attached to the warrant. It's right here.
That's the task report.
Yes. Yeah, it's the report that said you were responsible to test that day, I think.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, so it's attached to the warrant. It just had a wrong date. We just had to correct the date on there.
Okay,
sir. So, Mr. Garcia, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, for phase one, what I'll do is I'll read each of these allegations to you, and I'll need you to respond if they're true or false, sir. So we'll start phase one. The allegation number one is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on August 24th, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated September 6th, 2018. Mr. Garcia, is that true or false?
That's true, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And by the way, that's the testing report that we made the correction on your warrant. They just had the dates go wrong, so we corrected that. Okay, allegation number 2 is that you're in violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to Mesa Parole Office for a contact visit on or about September 4th, 2018, as verbally directed on August 24th, 2018 by CCO Marines. You were actively avoiding supervision, thus an absconder from supervision. Mr. Garcia, is that true or false?
Yes, ma'am, that's true.
That's true? Okay, sir. Thank you. Based on Mr. Garcia's admission, then I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways of company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Garcia, we'll go to phase two of your hearing, which is probably the more important phase to you, because that's whether your supervision would be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some background information. So just stay on the line there, and we'll come right back and ask you some questions in just a minute. Okay, sir?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Mr. Turner?
Yes, ma'am. Garcia was released from ADC custody on 6-12-2018 and arrested on 10-30-2018 by Chandler PD. No new charges were noted at that time. Returned back to ADC custody at 10-30-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 8-17-2019 with 56 abscond days. Current convictions, 2012, kidnapping, 7 years. Prior convictions, 2005, unlawful imprisonment, 1 year. 2006, aggravated assault, 1 year, 6 months. This is his second term at ADC with a CUIR score of 4-4. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 1. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Southside Chandler. Prior terms of supervision, 2010, TIS release, absconded for 116 days. Arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is moderate with criminal damage, disorderly conduct, and assault on an inmate noted. Other arrest, 2001, disorderly conduct, Arizona juvenile probation. 2001, aggravated assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 2001, narcotic drug violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2002, miscellaneous felony or misdemeanor, Arizona juvenile detention. 2002, theft, Arizona juvenile detention. 2002, escape, second degree, Arizona juvenile detention. 2004, aggravated domestic violence, Arizona juvenile detention. 2005, unlawful imprisonment, Arizona felony conviction probation. He has a GV score of G7, V8.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, back to Mr. Garcia. We have a written summary of what happened while you were on community supervision, and it looks like you were released originally to go to live with your niece on Lee Road in Chandler.
Yes, Your Honor.
So you stayed there about, it looks like a couple of weeks, and then you went to live with your sister on Arrowhead Drive in Chandler.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Is that the only place you live? Just those two places?
Yes, ma'am. May I say something?
Sure. Go ahead.
Like, this is the only time that I've actually been out. I don't know if you guys have the papers there, but all my UAs are clean. I have a job, like, the second day I got out. I maintained that job. I even got another job. You know, like, this is the only time in my life that I've actually been, like, not committing like criminal acts and stuff like that. Like, I'm trying to make it this time. Like, my fiance right now, she's pregnant. The baby's due in April. And like, I was just trying to do what I can before she had the baby. And also, the day of the analysis test, I had called her. One of my aunts had passed away.
Was this the one in August when you didn't show up?
Yeah.
That's the one. Okay.
I had just told my PO, I had a phone there, so I was already late to my anger management class. I had 15 minutes left to the anger management class because I was asking for rides. I was getting around and asking for rides as well. And I was still showing up to work at 2 o'clock in the morning, every morning. So, like I said, I really try to make it out there this time. I didn't commit any new crimes. And I just, you know, I'm the only brother that my sisters have. I've had two brothers that have been, one murdered and one passed away. I'm still like,
well, it does sound like you're doing well. What jobs were you doing? Where were you working?
I had a job with a precision precast, doing cement.
Uh-huh.
I did the staircases for Sky Harbor, and I also had a job for Westar Environmental, and I helped them at the same time, so.
So what were you doing for West Star Environmental? What kind of work?
I was doing PVC piping.
Oh, PVC, okay, so those are both good skills, construction, that you can, there's lots of work for that, lots of plenty of work. Okay, all right, why did you not call your parole officer? What happened?
Well, see, the day I went to go see her, she said that that other female Marines or something?
Yeah, Marines.
The one that last, okay, when I told my parole officer that what had happened, she told me that that still was not an excuse to miss that stuff. So, like, I don't know, like, I've had a lot of people pass away on me while I've been here. And I don't know, like, to me, it's just, I don't want to miss anybody else, you know?
Well, I understand. What were you doing the day that the Chandler Police Department picked you up? Well, why did you come to their attention?
Well, I was taking a shower at my at my sister's next door neighbor's house.
Okay, and who alerted the police, or how did they know you were there?
I do not know. That's the parole. The net right next door is the address I gave for my parole, so, like, maybe they passed by, so I don't know who had alerted them.
Okay, so there wasn't anything in particular. Okay.
I never even alerted them. Even when I hit O'Hara, when they arrested me and took me to O'Hara, they drug tested me there too, and it was still, like, I'm still clean, like, I never did drugs or anything out there. Like, I held my job, and like I said, I got a baby on the way, so I'm just trying to, I already have one daughter taken away from me. She's in foster care now.
So you mentioned an anger management class.
Yeah.
Had you, how many classes had you attended about?
I attended them every Friday since the day I got out.
Okay, so every Friday you were going. Okay.
Yeah, and I was getting rides back and forth, and I was a challenger, so I had to get a ride to Phoenix.
Yeah, that's quite a ways.
Back to Green Creek, and then...
So what was that... Correctional Health, was that CHC? Where were you taking that?
In Mesa. I'm not sure if there's somebody there representing me. I mean, I'm pretty sure. Is there anybody there on my behalf?
Well, there's the parole officer. But
I think it's on Mesa Drive. I'm not sure exactly where the cross streets are at, but I just know how to get there. It's by the McDonald's.
Oh, okay. So you don't know the company that you would have taken the anger management with?
If he was going to see...
I know it's the Department of Corrections. Only like, hey, it was like DHC or something like that on the front.
Okay. Okay, sir. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have the questions for you. Anybody have a question for Mr. Garcia? Okay, Mr. Garcia, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the chance to make a final statement. Is there anything else you've thought of? We just ask that you not repeat things you've already told us, sir. Is there anything else?
Okay, yeah, like, I mean, if you guys can consider giving me an opportunity to be there for this baby. And also, like, if I have to do, like, even the anchor monitor, you know, I'll do it, no problem. I was doing good, it's just, I'm backslid, you know, and I admit that, you know, and I let my emotions get to me because of losing another family member. So, I mean, I don't know, like, to me, I don't know how to, it's just showing me, like, a lack of empathy or something, like, because, I mean, I could have told my family, you know, I'm not going to attend, but at the same time, like, I don't know, like, I just ask you guys to consider giving me another chance, and I won't mess this up. I mean, my parole is till what? August?
Yeah,
I still got my employer.
Which one, August 7th?
My employers are still willing to give me my job. I still have my job positions.
Well, that's excellent. That's excellent. Okay, sir, thank you. The board's going to go into discussion. We do our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So just hold the line, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment.
All right.
The board's now in discussion. Mr. Garcia was out, and according to him, was doing well. And I believe him. I think he was working two jobs, both good jobs, and doing well. Unfortunately, what I'm troubled by is that he did not contact his parole officer, and there was 56 days went by that his parole officer was unaware of where he was or what he was doing, and that troubles me. Whether or not he had debts in the family, and I'm sorry about that, but that's not an excuse to not pick up the phone and report that. So those are just my thoughts. I don't know if fellow board members have any other thoughts. Mr. Pinnock?
I just wanted to follow up. I agree with you. If there had been an emergency and you'd been missing from a few days, but reestablished contact with his parole officer, that'd be understandable. But he was gone for almost 2 months. It's hard to look past.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Can I say something?
Sir, the board is in discussion. We're out of discussion and let you make a statement, but please keep it brief, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, I know I was supposed to contact her, but I just wanted to be out there for my daughter that's on the way. I was always turning myself in.
I understand. Okay,
you
sir.
Know, as soon as these services and everything was just...
All right, thank you, sir.
I wasn't into no criminal activity. I didn't go back to no games. I stayed away from everything.
All right, sir. All right, thank you. Based on information in warrant 2018-W2668, then, conversation with Mr. Garcia, information from Mr. Turner. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Garcia was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had Baxter was about to lapse into criminal laser company, specifically by absconding for 56 days, even having a previous term where he absconded, so he knew the consequences of that. And that's my motion.
Second. Agreed.
Thank you. Motion by myself, seconded. Mr. Johnson agreed. Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Garcia, the board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision, sir. I mean, part of the whole idea of community supervision is you stay in touch with your parole officer. And there's a 56-day period. The phone rings sometimes and we have no control over it. There was a 56-day period that you lost touch with your parole officer. We are very encouraged by the fact that you were doing well, you were working, you were not getting involved in criminal activity, sir. We wish you the best and hope that you have a successful transition. We're showing you a release date on August 7th to return to the community. So thank you for participating in your hearing today, and your hearing is over, sir. Thank you. Could you keep the phone back to 03? Thank you.